Welcome to Braille Bits Lesson 20. Wow, it's hard to believe that we're almost to the end of the Braille Bits course and the end of these podcasts. But it's kind of neat that we have made this history together and we've learned about so many different people's journeys and the love for Braille and why Braille is important to them. I have a very special guest, as I always say with all of them. But one thing that does come to mind, I have to share a story with you real quick before I introduce you to our surprise guest. He loves to garden, and if you're given clues, you might figure out who he is. We had our guest come in, and he joined children, and we did a little segment on gardening. And it was so much fun because he has such a gentle, funny sense of humor that you can't help but laugh and find a smile on your face after spending time with this person. Anyway, he helped us plant and we learned about how to grow a garden and so many things. And he's been invited back to our youth library. But I would like to take this moment and introduce a friend of mine. His name is Roger Erpelding. Welcome, Roger. It's so nice to have you here today. So tell me your story and where you're from and why you love Braille.
Well, thank you very much. I am honored to be a part of this historic event. I have been blind all my life. I have glaucoma. I used to have a little bit of vision. They called it travel vision. Don't ask me why. It didn't help me get around, but it did get me in trouble. So be that as it may, it was nice. And I'll come to that again about gardening. It was nice to be able to see some things in a gross sort of way. For example, if you were wearing a red and white striped shirt, I might say, that's a really cool pink shirt you have on. I wouldn't be able to see the red and white stripes. But it was helpful and colors of flowers and so forth when I was young. So I've learned Braille. I've used Braille all my life. I began to learn Braille in kindergarten at the Iowa Braille and Sight Saving School in Vinton, Iowa. And the first book I read was We Look and See. The second book was We Work and Play. Third book was We Come and Go. And for those people who are my age and who have been blind since birth and went to the school for the blind, they're familiar with those books. And I began to write with a Braille writer in first grade and an open back slate and stylus in third grade. I want to talk about two things here. Why Braille is important to me, as Denise said. And first of all, Braille is an equivalent skill. If you are a good Braille reader, you'll be a good Braille reader and vice versa. I told Denise the other day, I said, Braille is a simple composition of six cells. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in a rectangle, with 1 and 4 being on the top, 2 and 5 in the middle, and 3 and 6 on the bottom from left to right. I don't know how you folks read print, because all the fonts and type styles and so on and so forth is mind-boggling to me. Cursive and printing and you name it. There's just 1,000 things out there to learn when you learn to read print. Braille, it's that simple 6-sided cell for everything. Computer notation, music, Braille books, you name it. It's standard fare for all those things.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but quite frankly, I have never had anybody, and Tim, you are a spectator of all of these podcasts that we create. And no, actually, the other day, Roger, when you and I were visiting, you told me about that. How can you read all that print with all those different emphases? And blah, blah, blah. I thought that was so funny. But I've never had anybody describe the Braille cell as being a rectangle with just in the way that you describe it, it's simplistic. And anyway, I just wanted to say that I've never heard it described as a rectangle, and I love it. So thank you for... saying that.
It is simplistic, and I marvel at Louis Braille, how he came up with that and all those letters. Of course, he didn't have a W in the French alphabet. We had to make that one up, but there's a system to it. For example, C is 1 and 4, and M is 1, 4, plus 3, and we have X is 1, 4, plus 3, and 6. And those 10, 20 letters are that same system, except W comes in and interferes with it. So it's a very simplistic and outstanding system. And again, just an equivalent skill. If you're good with print, you'll be good with Braille.
That's right. So that's right.
I'll talk next about, well, how I've used Braille today. Typical. I keep a weather log. I have a 3x5 card, and it has 6 lines, and I have a 6-line slate. Every day, I write down the high and low and precip totals. Yesterday, for example, was January 25th. We had a high of 25, a low of 19, and 0.47 of precipitation. So I sort those out by years, and after a while, I get tired of them and throw a few of them away. There are key years in my life where I've kept those Braille records because they're a reminder of what a great year it was. The other thing I've done with Braille today is when I got Denise's email, I just saved it. And before the meeting, I thought, I'm going to write this down in Braille. So I wrote down Braille bits. I wrote down the 312 phone number. I wrote down the meeting ID. And so I still kept the computer speech copy. I still saved the email. But so just in case I fouled up in my Braille writing, I have a double system that way.
Very smart.
The other thing about Braille, and I'll talk about Braille and gardening, I do a number of things with Braille, especially this time of the year. The first thing I do with Braille is I have seed catalogs, and they're all in print, of course. So when Bob reads to me, he's my reader that comes every Monday night to read, he will read me the catalogs, and he will read me different categories, perennials, annuals, flowers, herbs, vegetables, and so forth. And I'll tell them to read this or not read that, and we'll go on from there. So every seed catalog, I will write down on the left-hand side of the page or the right-hand side on the slate and stylus, since you're writing from the opposite direction, I will write down the number. Let's say the number catalog number is 5363. And then the next thing might be Blue Lake 274 beans. And on the left-hand side, or the right-hand side as you read it, I'll write the price, 4.99. So all my prices will be in a column on the right. And in the middle will be the description, but that's not uniform because some are longer than others. On the left will be the catalog numbers as you face the page. Then at the bottom, I'll put their phone number, the order number, the catalog number. And when I call in to get the order, I will write down the order number, total price, and they will email me when things will be shipped. I have received 3 orders so far of seeds. There are a few things that are on back order. What I will do in February is have Bob read to me again. I will Braille label each seed packet on the top. Maybe I'll put, for example, lettuce blend, or maybe I'll put on there American spinach. Those are 2 I've ordered this year. Or maybe a different kind of radish, pink lady slipper radish. Mm. And so I will put them in categories. You always plant your radishes and lettuces and spinach first, and I'll put a rubber band around those. Next will come our mid-season crops like green beans or squash. And the last one will be all my flowers. I'll plant them in late May. So they're all sorted, rubber banded and so forth. They're in a box, and when I'm ready to plant, I'll go from there. Other thing I get from catalogs is plants. And some of the plants I get are perennials that'll come in a big box in the spring. And I have a Braille label. I bought 25 labels from a local garden center here in Des Moines. And on a roll of Dymo tape, I'll put, for example, I will put Dianthus Ruby Red. And in the catalog, they call that D-I-R-R. They don't use letters, they use letters for the different perennials. So, and then another catalog I get, I will order in bulk. I have a bunch of border dahlias that I ordered, a mixed group. I don't care what color they are. I'll put those in pots. I will not label them. I will just plant them, and I'll be able to tell by the feel when they grow. So with these plant labels I mentioned, like Dianthus, red, ruby red, I will put that label beside each plant when it comes in the spring, so I know what it is. And I have a 1-row Dymo tape slate and a roll of Dymo tape. I'll cut those off. I'll put that label on the on the little stand that the plant label comes on. And so I have my Braille label on one side, and there's a space for print labels on the other. I don't ever use those. So sometimes if I have a long plant name, I'll use both sides and cover up the print label as well.
So you
those
use
are only a few ways I use Braille.
So you attach the Braille over the package, the seed package. And you,
yeah,
what
I'll,
do you
I'll,
use?
I'll Braille those with a slate and stylus, Denise.
The slate and stylus. And then you said, what do you use over the, do you use anything over that? Like, because I know for us at the, or, you know, even like Karen and I, we're even, we'll do embossables, clear labels over print, but it's usually we use a Perkins Brailler to do that, but. Okay, so that's a great idea though, Raj. I like that.
The other way I use Braille in the garden, I have an old Braille yardstick. You can't get them anymore. This one's definitely long in the tooth. I have a masking tape on one end. I have duct tape on the other end. The plastic Braille yardstick has come off the wooden one. So it's dirty. It's old. You can tell it's been well used. I will hang on to it until it really, really, really dies. So I use that in the garden as well to measure out my rows. And really more important than the Braille yardstick is the sticks and strings I use to measure the rows with, because you have to have a real taut string and real good two stable sticks, one on each end. If the string slacks, you have a very crooked row. I do anyway.
Sure.
But I really don't care because the seeds don't care. My biggest problem with seeds is they won't like to clump up together if it rains and so forth. I have a big clump of radishes and then a foot without any radishes at all, another big clump and so forth. That's my major challenge in planting seeds. I have used seed tapes. I'm not a big fan of seed tapes. They can be very good, but I like just planting regular packages of seeds. So those are just some of the ways I use Braille in the garden.
Well, that's a lot of ways you use Braille in your garden. It sounds like when you were writing down what you wanted to order, it almost sounds like you created like a table, you know, like a Braille table, but there are categories of Braille. I had a question when you were talking, and if you share this with me, I'm sorry, but did you use your slate and stylus then to write down your notes as of what you wanted to order? Was it the slate and style? Is that your primary use for Braille, is your slate and style?
Yes,
I know you love these papers, 3x5 size papers, which I'm going to send.
Oh, I love those cards, Denise. Thank you guys a million times.
I'm sending you more.
I use those. Oh, good. I love them. They're wonderful. Yes, I use my slate and stylus almost exclusively. I very seldom use the Braille writer.
And is it 20?
I like the Braille writer.
How wide is your slate and stylus by chance? I'm just curious.
Well, I think it's a 27 or 28 cell slate. It's four line and it's open back. Now, my card slate is six lines wide and it must be maybe 14 or 15 cells. I have never counted them, but it's right in that area and it's rectangular. So it's even though it's six lines, but it's wider at the lines than it is. Each line is longer than – that's why it's rectangular.
I'm going to ask this of you, and you shared with me a story, and actually it really stuck with me a lot, and it's your granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely.
Your story about the granddaughter. I think that's a really neat story that we could end on because it's – I don't know. Are you up for sharing that story with us?
Oh, absolutely, I will.
Awesome.
And that story is continuing, by the way. It's not ended yet. The first thing, when Mary is our granddaughter, and her mother used to be in the Naval Reserve and have a two-week tour of duty every year. And during that two-week tour, we would keep Mary because her father was working and Mary was in preschool and so forth. We got in the habit of keeping her those 2 weeks. Well, probably about 2.5 years ago, no, just a year and a half ago, I was talking to Mary about Braille, and I had a Braille alphabet card. And, Grandpa, I want to write some Braille. I want to try it. So I got out the Braille writer and some paper and showed her a few full cells and said, now, Mary, just punch the keys and just write whatever, because it'll get used to how the keys work and so forth. We did that for a few minutes, and then she began to write some Braille. First, I told her a couple of sentences to write using the alphabet card, and then she wrote some stuff.
Oh.
Last summer, and she was 7, almost 8 at this time, I went out to near Cheyenne, Wyoming, to see the family with my wife. And so I brought along my slate and stylus and some 3x5 cards, because even though I was gone, I was going to keep my Des Moines weather log. And I knew that Mary might catch me in the act, so I brought along some extra cards. So sure enough, one morning, Grandpa, what are you doing? What is that thing?
Yeah.
And so I told her about the weather log and gave her the highs and lows and dates and so on and so forth. Grandpa, can I try that? I've got my Braille alphabet card you gave me a year ago. I said, sure, go get it. We'll have some fun. So with the first card, I told her what to do and told her that, now this time, Mary, dot one is in the upper right-hand part of the cell, so we can turn the paper over and read it. And part four is in the upper left-hand part of the cell. And she got onto that right away. And so she wrote some Braille just to test the stylus, see how it worked and how hard she had to press against the paper and so forth. Okay, Mary, here's another piece of paper. You write something for me. Leave me a message. And she wrote, I love you.
Oh, that is pretty, that's really special. And how you described how the cells are on, because, there's, everyone always has their different analogies when you use your slate and stylus. But when you explained it the other day, I thought that's a great way to explain it. And so has she written you more notes in Braille?
No, because she doesn't have any way to do it.
Okay.
But the story will continue, because I received an NLS e-reader, and I thought, gosh, I'm busy enough. Do I want to learn a new skill? Do I need this new skill? And then it occurred to me, if I learn this, I can teach Mary, and she'll love it.
Oh.
So we will be together sometime this year, and I have opened a book, and I now have received my password for my internet. We found that yesterday. And so I'm going to get into Bard here real soon, and we'll order up a children's book or a Twin Vision book, and I can read to Mary from the e-reader. And so I'm motivated now to learn it, and I'm making some good progress.
Awesome. That you're going to have fun. That's going to be a lot of fun for you. We've had a lot of positive responses in regards to our e-reader, that people are really reading Braille more now than ever before, which is so great.
It'll be fantastic.
And what is it? It's surprising there is such an energy around it. And that's because it seems intimidating at first, but it's actually pretty simple once you get used to how it works. But imagine downloading Braille books right on this device and then having access to reading it. And it's pretty, I think, magnificent, I think. But how long have you had it?
I've had it maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
Well, if you ever have any questions or anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Don't worry, I'm not shy.
I know.
I'm not
definitely
shy.
Definitely not. I have one more question for you.
Perfect.
Now, your paper, how do you need some more paper? Some more 3x5 paper?
Yes, please.
And you use that, and that comes in handy, doesn't it, on many occasion?
I write down phone numbers. For example, this call today, I won't need this anymore, so I'll put that 3x5 card out in the recycling sack to go out. So I use a lot of them for temporary things. I make grocery lists with them. When my wife and I buy groceries together, I will make a Braille list. I will type it into the computer, on the keyboard. I will print it off. And she'll have her print list. And so when I go to the meat counter, she'll go to different parts of the store and get some dry goods, maybe bread or potato chips or candy bars or ice cream or whatever, while I'm buying my meat.
Sounds healthy, by the way.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
It sure does. Macaroni
but,
and cheese.
So I have in my grocery list, I usually use 6 cards. I have the meat on one. I have the vegetables and fruit on one. I have some canned goods on 2 different ones. I have dairy on one. And then the frozen, This week I'm going to need some frozen corn and some ice cream for sure. We meet tomorrow or Thursday and to finalize the list. So there'll be more things too that Beth has.
Well, I will be sending you more. And it just, again, you reiterate how important it is to have Braille in your life and how important Braille is in general. And I don't know, is there any other extra little tidbits you would like to share with anyone? And I know I'm putting you on the spot asking you like this, but well, you're so knowledgeable.
I go back to Mary. People tell me Braille is hard. That's just not so. And if Mary can go from an alphabet card on a 6-line slate and do it at age 7, you can too. And so this slate I taught Mary on is not my open back 3rd grade slate. I didn't get this slate till I was in high school. I told Mary this is an advanced slate. The beginning slate is at home on my dresser. So I said, well, I'll show you that when you come out to see me next time. And we're right on that slate too. So that's the thing about Braille. If nothing else, she's taught me that Braille is as good as print.
Beautifully
no better,
put,
no worse, but as good as. So.
Beautifully put. And with that, we shall end our podcast. And I thank you from the stars above for being here today. And I look forward to working with you in the future and with gardening. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and from the bottom of my heart for being here. Appreciate it. I appreciate your bright light. You always share everywhere you go. Seriously, you just do. And I'm going to say this one. I'm going to add this one more thing. So when you were in our library and we had our visit and we were working on gardening and it was for our SOAR program where we had invited in children, and there weren't a lot of children, but there were, you know, maybe a handful, but you know, children get kind of crazy and squirrely and wiggly and all that jazz, but you captivated them. They all sat like little soldiers in a row and they were paying attention. You have that about you, and thank you for being like that. And appreciate
it. Thank you for having me. I am honored. I am blessed to be part of this. Thank you. The thanks go to you guys. Our library is wonderful.
Thank you.
I use it every day.
Well, I appreciate that. And I will share that with my other coworkers. And keep an eye on the mailbox because I'll be sending that paper out by tomorrow.
I will acknowledge receipt and thank you heartily.
Yeah. You take care, Roger. And thanks for being here today.
Well, thank you, Denise. We'll talk. You stay warm and dry and safe and healthy.
I will work on that. Definitely.
All righty.
14 inches of snow is a lot.
It's way too much.
Yeah.
But it's here.
You take care.
Promise. You too now.
All right. Bye, Roger.
Bye-bye.